Well, today we're going to talk about history on the move. I guess we could call it the History RV. We've got a program coming here to Atlantic here real quick. Going to talk a little bit about the history of what's been going on in the state, because it's an important time in Atlantic with the 150th anniversary celebration of the community. We're going to talk with Jessica Runlett this morning with the Iowa State Historical Society about that project. Jessica, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for the interview.
I said History RV. That's kind of what it is, right?
That's 100% what it is. History on the Move, Iowa History 101, is a mobile museum contained in an Iowa-built Winnebago.
And it's even Iowa-built?
Yes.
Perfect. It's all about Iowa. How long have you had this particular vehicle?
History on the Move, Iowa History 101, started touring the state in April of 2017.
Okay, so it is still a relatively new project.
It is. We are in the second year of our three-year 99-county tour.
Wow. Has it been pretty successful so far?
It has. In 2017, we had over 24,000 visitors during visits in 36 counties and 45 cities.
Wow. Museums we usually consider are just, you know, kind of stodgy, large, echoey buildings that we have to go visit. But you've taken all of that away.
Right. We've taken all that away, and we are taking the museum on the road. The State Historical Museum has a physical building in Des Moines. We're a free museum just west of the state capitol. But Iowa's a big state, and it's a lot easier for us to take the museum on the road than to expect 3 million Iowans from 99 counties to come to Des Moines to visit the museum. So we are going out to Iowa.
That's the ultimate outreach program.
Yes, you got it.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about what folks will see. It's kind of exciting. How do you pack in all this state history into an RV?
Well, you start out by figuring out what can safely go down the road.
That's true.
And so History on the Move, Iowa History 101, is one of a three-part exhibit. We've got Iowa History 101 at the State Historical Museum. Then we have the Iowa History 101 traveling exhibit. And then we have a children's exhibit at the State Historical Museum called Hands on History. So that's our trifecta of Iowa History 101. And they're all built around the same three topics: Iowa basics, Iowans at home, Iowans at work, and Iowans at play. So we have those four themes throughout the three exhibits.
Very good. Anybody who's been to the State Historical Museum has realized right out of the gate that there's way too much there to take it all on the road. So as you imagine, some of that stuff has to be pared down. Was it a tough project, though, to try to feel like you were telling a complete story as best you could by outfitting the RV with the items needed to maybe make that case?
Yeah. By squeezing everything to about 300 square feet. That was a challenge, but it also gave us the opportunity to really think about, if we're doing this and we're going on the road to visit Iowans, how do we take things that are really awesome? So we've got things in the Mobile Museum, like the prototype of Iowa's very first flag. It was drawn 101 years ago by a woman named Dixie Cornell Gebhardt, who lived in Knoxville, Iowa. We've got some coal mining and labor artifacts showcasing southern Iowa history. We've got a seed corn bag. We've got a pioneer seed corn. We've got items related to one-room schoolhouses across Iowa. And we feature some Iowa companies or former Iowa companies like Gateway Computer, Bedell's Trilene Fishing Line, EMC Insurance, Sturzing's Potato Chips, and, of course, the Eskimo Pie invented in Ottawa.
Well, you've really got a wide-ranging list of things there, too. Are you trying to find things that will appeal to several different types of Iowans and their wants, their desires, their interests?
Right. We want to have something that will connect with all Iowans, whether, you know, they're 8 or 88. Mm-hmm. And we find with a lot of things, there's definitely history in the Mobile Museum that isn't that old. We've got a rotary dial telephone, and I hear a lot, "Oh, we had one of those." And I always tell people, history doesn't have to be old to be history. It's easier for a museum to collect things, you know, before they sit in the barn for 100 years. So we're just telling the stories of Iowans and settlement and the ways technology has made life easier for Iowans.
That's one of the things that's interesting about history, though, is when people can make it come alive.
Mm-hmm.
If you just do things that were, you know, 100 years older than me, well, then nothing sparks for me to say, oh, you know what, that's what we used to use when we were kids, and then you kind of explain it to your kids, and then they kind of get into it. That's how history comes alive.
You are 100% right, Jim. For instance, in the Mobile Museum, we have an oil lamp called the Betty lamp that pioneer Iowans would have used in the 1840s and 50s. And then fast forward 100 years, we have a panther-shaped television lamp that Iowans probably would have purchased with their televisions as a bonus item when televisions became popular. And a lot of people still remember those. And it's, especially with students, it's great to talk about, well, how'd you have to make that lamp from the 1850s work? And how'd you make the lamp from the 1950s work? And what do you do when you need light today?
Absolutely. Well, and you've also got an opportunity for folks to come in and not just see, I haven't seen that particular RV and the layout there, but I'm sure it's not just like walking into the attic. It's just a bunch of stuff there. It's a display. There are some descriptions, some information there, too, for folks to understand exactly what it is they're looking at.
Yes. We do try to tell the story by telling, you know, more than just the name and the date of an object. And we work to explain why these things were important to Iowans and why what part of the story that they tell, so that we keep them at the State Historical Museum.
Very good. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for folks to kind of come in and just wander just a little bit, kind of get lost, I guess, a little bit in a small space. How much time does
right.
the average visitor spend in the RV?
I'd say our visitors to the Mobile Museum are about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And if people, that's pretty much the quick overview. And people easily spend 20 minutes to half an hour if they want to read everything. There's over 50 artifacts on display in the Mobile Museum. So there is a lot to see in the small space.
Well, and part of this is bait, too. You get them interested and give them a taste of what's there, and then maybe they will make the trek to the museum in Des Moines.
Exactly. That's what we hope for.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about where and when folks can find this. Now, this is a great educational tool, so I assume the students will be involved.
Yes, we will be visiting 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders from Atlantic Middle School and Schuler Elementary. And we'll be working with them the week of September 10th. And I believe Kathy Hansen will also have the Mobile Museum open to the public from 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, September 10th. It will be on the Atlantic Middle School Schuler Elementary campus near the Trojan Bowl.
Okay, that was my next question, where they can find that. So now, is there any charge for folks to come in and kind of look around?
No, it is free and open to the public, just like our State Historical Museum in Des Moines.
There are really no good reasons not to stop by and check it out.
Exactly.
Very good. This has got to be popular with the students, I assume. Is that what you spend the majority of the time with the RV doing, is visiting different locations to have school children come through?
We do visit a number of schools. We usually visit schools April and May, and then September, October, November. So we are limited by the Iowa weather. But last spring we visited 8 schools, and now we're kicking off our fall travel season in Atlantic, and then we'll be up in Estherville the next week.
Yeah, you don't want to put any tires on the chains there in the wintertime.
No, we don't want that. We want to keep it between the ditches.
That's always a good plan. We've got lots of good history and good artifacts. We don't want to lose them by doing something like that now, do we?
That is right.
Very good. So we want to encourage folks to come on out. Again, the students beginning this coming week, September 10th, will be enjoying some of the things that they have to offer there. But the public viewing, again, is Monday, September 10th, 5 to 7 p.m., and that's your opportunity to get out and experience that free exhibit of actual items from the State Historical Museum. And again, that'll be parked at the Schuller Elementary Atlantic Middle School parking lot. It's right behind Schuller Elementary, right near the Trojan Bowl there in that direction of the area. So there's plenty of parking back there in the parking lot as well, too, for folks to stop on out from 5 to 7 p.m. on that evening. Hope folks get a chance to come on out and enjoy History on the Move, Iowa History 101. Great opportunity to kind of relive what we're all made of. Okay. Thank you so much, Jessica. Appreciate the time you spent with us today, and I appreciate the effort in bringing it here.
Well, thanks for having me, and we look forward to being in Atlantic.